We're one with Him. Amen. We've been brought into a real relationship, deep relationship with Him. Praise God. And you don't have to strive for that oneness. You just need to get saved. And then from there, it's a discovery about finding out about this awesome God that has brought us into His family. Amen. It was never about being good enough to get into the family of God. When you receive Jesus, you get everything.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You didn't have to deserve anything. It was by what Jesus done for us. It was the faith of Jesus. It was what Jesus won for us in His faith, walking this planet, trusting the Father, dying in our place. Amen. And when we get saved, we're brought into what He won, not what we done. What He won. Amen. What He won. That's what the whole book of Galatians is about. It's all about what He done. Amen. He became a curse for us. Amen. That the blessings of Abraham might come on who? The Gentile. And might come on us. Through who? Through Jesus Christ. Through the seed. Not through us. Not through how good we were. Not how good. It's all about Jesus. That's why we exalt Him. That's why when we minister as a minister, my job as a minister is not to promote me. I'm not interested in promoting me. The Holy Ghost didn't come to glorify my name, glorify your name or anybody else's name. He came to glorify the name of Jesus. That's why when we lift His name up, the Holy Ghost gets involved.
Amen.
Do you know why? Because the Holy Ghost came to glorify Jesus. We don't glorify our works. We don't glorify our performance. We don't glorify how good we are or anything like that. We glorify what Jesus done for us and who He is and how good He has been to us. That when you received Jesus, you were crucified with Him, buried with Him, and thank God raised with Him and ascended with Him and seated at the right hand of the Father. And for all of eternity, we'll go, how on earth did I get here? Amen. How did I get here? God, You've been so good to me. Amen. So praise God.